Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
All right, Santi, welcome to the Strand Tennis Center podcast. I want to do a quick one.
Hello, everyone.
This is going to be like 10 or 12 minutes because you have a lesson.
Yes,
and
sir.
I just wanted to get... Yes, say yes.
Yes, sir.
So I'll let you talk. I just wanted to get this into this because lately, because we didn't do anything last week, and I've been discussing decision-making. How do you make a decision? How do you go about making decisions unto yourself? Can you? This is a very important thing. People have trouble making decisions, so how do you make a decision?
I mean, you just look for the best possible outcome for yourself. If it's for yourself, it's for a group, then for the group. That's how I see it. Like, I just analyze the two options or multiple options that I have and just pick the best one that I think is right. You just go for it. If it's wrong, it's wrong.
So how come people have trouble making decisions?
If you dwell on it too much, you know, you might overthink it. You got to go with, like, your gut feeling, essentially.
So it's a lot of different things you could talk about here. So what... How about, what if your gut feeling stinks? What if your decision-making in the past is no good by your gut feeling? What if you look back and you say, I've done my gut 10 times here, 9 of them are wrong, what do I do?
Then maybe you got to use your brain.
So those are things, because you're dealing with yourself, right? All those are relative to yourself. I would really do a post-year review, check all the decisions you've made in that year, and see... if they were positive or negative, and what process you went through making those decisions. I would just do a post-review. So do a year post-review, check out those decisions, and so how did I do this? Did I go with my gut on all of these, or was I very analytical? Was I too analytical and didn't go with my gut?
Right.
So sometimes you can make a decision and not be in favor for you all the time, but it's probably the best decision to make because you're doing something for somebody else. Right. Sometimes a decision doesn't have to be so self-involved and have it be all about you.
Right.
You can look at decisions in many ways. So I'd like to make decisions. You can look at decisions with work and say, if I made always selfish decisions, people wouldn't want to work with me. If I made a decision based on all the benefits I could get out of it, it's really short-term thinking and no one's going to want to work with me and I'll have less relationships. So decision-making in regards to negotiation, we could look at it that way. Negotiation, decision-making, you should think of you're giving up something and the person's giving up something. You have to do that. It can't be one-sided. Because you're out there to screw everybody, you're not going to have any deals to make. So deal-making is one decision. I would say deal-making has got to be very unselfish. You've got to be willing to take less or maybe get a little bit less of the deal than the other person because you really want to work in this business or do something. So a perfect example of tennis, if I was, you know, screwing employees or not paying them or whatever it may be, you're not going to have anybody working for you.
Right.
If I was screwing wholesalers and saying, I want this and I didn't pay, right, and I try to get deals all the time,
yep,
it's not going to work. So I would have almost, when you make a decision, a pros and cons list is great, but I would ask a lot of people if they had time to give you a pros and cons list of your decision. Because you're dealing with your own brain.
Okay.
So if I asked you, hey, Santi, I want to, you know, I think I want to try to, you know, buy this piece of property or I want to see if we can open up a location here. What are the pros and cons? Somebody with... A similar experience can give me pros and cons. You ask for mentors, right? You get all those pros and cons from them. Because you're ultimately going to make the decision. If you keep the pros and cons to yourself, you don't have, you only have your experience.
You need like a second opinion.
Yeah. So that's
someone
why,
that's reliable.
Yeah. So that's why you read bios, you read biographies, and you gather as much information as you can. I even asked, this is funny, because it's the best, ChatGPT, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I asked them, you know, how to become a better decision maker, what it said. It's very interesting, right? How this just comes out and whether you would take this advice and feel like it would... It's an amazing thing, ChatGPT. It really does a great job. Have you been using it?
Not really. I mess around with it.
It's pretty
bit,
cool. But yeah. So I just said, can you write me an essay, 1 minute, on how to be a better decision maker? So it's pretty good. I mean, it's like, you would take it, right? It's like, in our journey through life, the ability to make sound decisions is paramount to our success and fulfillment. Interesting. Being a better decision maker is a skill that can be cultivated and refined, empowering us to navigate the complexes of life with confidence. Sure, I agree with that. The more time you spend in an area, the more information you gather, the more experience you have, you become a better decision maker at that. It can be both ways, though. You can get so cocky, knowing information, that you make decisions based on just thinking you know everything. And the key is not knowing everything. If you listen to Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett, you know, Berkshire Hathaway, they're 99, 92, they're always discussing how they're learning. Oh, I found a new investment. They're always learning no matter how old they are. So you always have to keep learning, too. That's what it says. Here are a few key principles to consider in becoming more effective decision maker. First, acquiring knowledge is essential. Learn. Make a conscious effort to gather relevant information and seek diverse perspectives, like we just said. I don't need the computer to tell me this, but no. It's interesting how it came up with a lot of the things that I was thinking of. It's good. So you want perspectives from people. Your pro and con list shouldn't be yourself. You got to get different opinions and take them in. You may not like them, but you have to listen to them. Yeah. Expand your horizons, explore different viewpoints, and challenge your own biases. This broad understanding will serve as a solid foundation for making informed choices. Secondly, embrace critical thinking. Instead of relying solely on your intuition or emotions, apply logical reasoning. Consider the potential risks and rewards, weigh the pros and cons, and identify potential biases and fallacies that may cloud your judgment. Furthermore, embrace the power of reflection. Take the time to pause and reflect on the past, like we said. Past decisions, see the history of those. Another critical aspect of effective decision-making is embracing calculated risk-taking. Recognize that no decision comes with guarantees and some level of uncertainty. Develop a mindset that is open to calculated risk. What is calculated risk? So that means make a decision and it not be such a big deal. There's not such a risk to it, and see what happens. See how your decision-making goes. So if I'm going to make a decision to say, oh, I'm going to do 5 lessons in 1 day, is that too much? Well, let me make that decision. And then your experience will go, okay, that's too much. Or I can do 7. I can do 4. So make small decisions. Say, I can do that in my schedule or I can't. Right. And get the decision book. That's a great thing. It's just called the decision book to help you make decisions. But you can never learn too much. You can never take in too many perspectives. But this is the big thing about making decisions. Analysis paralysis. Don't overthink it, right? You can't overthink the decision so you never make it. Some people like to get so much information because they're procrastinators and they don't want to make the decision. That's a big key. They want to procrastinate, think, analyze because they're afraid of the decision. Remember, fear about a decision, mostly the fear all comes before the decision. And then once you make it, you get all your answers. All your fears before. All the fears never really come true. It's all about you preparing and the fear of making that decision. And then once you make it, live with it. Don't hem and haw about your decision because you don't know the alternative, right? If I was going to go left or right, I don't know right what have happened. I have no idea. So you make a decision. And the big key to making a decision is once you make one, keep making them. Keep making them. People make one decision, doesn't go well, and they get afraid to make them. Okay. We said this 1,000 times. The difference between successful tennis players and successful business or anything is that they just don't stop making decisions. You know, you don't lose 4 games in a row and say, I quit, and that's it, I'm done. Yeah. You keep making decisions to try and try new ideas and try new things on the court. This all can go back to tennis in life. You keep making decisions out there. If your decision was to serve in volley and you're losing 4-0, you don't just go, I tried and that's it. You stay back. You try something else. You drop shot. You slice. Whatever you do, keep making them. That's the power of it. You keep making them, keep making them, keep making them. Anything you have to add, son?
No? That was good information.
Is that good information, right? Yeah. And I hope your decision-making improves. I hope mine improves, too. We're all listen to learn. I'm learning, too. We're all learning. I'm trying to figure this out, and hopefully one day we'll be able to learn some more. You just want to stay in the game, Santi. That's it. You want to stay in the game and not make a decision that blows you up that you can't stay in it. That's really what it is. It's just about staying in there. So keep making decisions. Again, the fear is all before the decision. Once you, after you make it, you feel a lot better. If it sucks, just make another one. Have a good day. Answers in the actions, baby. Actions is decision-making. Santi, I love you. You're the best. See you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves, share it.